SEC Ways, Tailored Offering Rules for Crypto Investment Contracts. The U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission has scheduled an open meeting on Friday to consider proposing new rules for a tailored offering regime covering crypto investment contracts. According to a report from Cointelegraph published on August 11, 2026, the item, if advanced, would move the agency toward a written framework for how crypto assets can be offered and sold, rather than the enforcement-driven approach that defined the prior era. An open meeting is the procedural step where SEC commissioners vote on whether to publish a proposed rule. A vote to propose does not create a rule. It opens a public comment period, after which the agency can adopt, revise, or drop the proposal. So Friday's agenda item is the start of a process, not the end of one. A registration path instead of a lawsuit. For years, the central dispute between the SEC and crypto issuers was whether a token sale counts as an investment contract under the Howey test, and if so, how an issuer could ever register one. Most public tokens were treated as securities through enforcement actions rather than through a filing route built for them. The result was a stalemate. Projects were told they should have registered, but the existing registration forms were designed for stocks and bonds, not for tokens that also function as network access or software. A tailored offering regime addresses that gap directly. It would define disclosure requirements, offering limits, and eligibility conditions specific to crypto investment contracts, giving issuers a path to raise capital inside the rules instead of guessing at them. That is a different posture from suing after the fact. The wider policy backdrop, the proposal lands while Congress works through its own market structure legislation. The Clarity Act, which would split jurisdiction over digital assets between the SEC and the CFTC, has stalled in the Senate and drawn opposition from community bankers rather than the crypto lobby. A rulemaking from the SEC would not replace legislation, but it signals the agency is prepared to define the offering side of the market through its own authority, while the legislative track remains uncertain. Timing also matters against a quiet market. As of August 11, 2026, Bitcoin traded near $64,011, down 1.4% over 24 hours, with Ether around $1,876 and the Fear and Greed Index at 37 in fear territory. A regulatory proposal of this kind is a structural story, not a price catalyst, and the muted tape reflects that. Rulemaking of this scope plays out over months of comment and revision. Reach into everyday crypto products. Offering rules govern how tokens are sold, not how people spend them, so the direct effect on crypto cards and payment products is indirect. The connection runs through the assets themselves. Clearer terms for issuing and distributing tokens tend to give exchanges, custodians, and card issuers firmer ground for listing and supporting those assets, since the compliance status of the underlying token is less ambiguous. For U.S. users, the same clarity feeds into which tokens a domestic platform is willing to hold or convert at the point of sale. The caution is that none of this is settled. A proposed rule can change substantially between publication and adoption, and eligibility conditions, whatever they turn out to be, will determine which issuers actually benefit. Reading Friday's meeting as a finished framework would be premature.